After passing a major climate bill over the weekend, the Senate is on the verge of approving another environmental law that's being called the biggest piece of legislation for wildlife since the Endangered Species Act. The new bill, called the Recovering America's Wildlife Act, would overhaul how the country funds efforts to protect threatened plants and animals, and it has bipartisan support. Senator Martin Heinrich, a Democrat from New Mexico, sponsored the bill, and he's here to talk about it. Senator, welcome to the program.
Oh, it's great to be here.
Well, this would be a massive infusion of money from the federal government for states to fund conservation. Tell us how it would work.
Well, basically, we would actually fund the state's wildlife action plans. And so we've had these plans. Every state has one. We've had them for years, but we've only been funding them at about 5% of the need. And what that does is it causes a lot of species to slide towards extinction and to end up on the threatened and endangered species list. And once that happens, it's very hard to recover a species to its former sort of population level. So this approach is sort of a primary care instead of emergency room care to keep species from getting on the endangered species list in the first place.
Well, right now, a lot of wildlife programs are funded by fees on hunting and fishing licenses, but it seems that that money is declining. Would this bill be a long-term fix for that problem, or could that money at some point be cut off by a future Congress?
Well, this would be a different approach, and it would diversify the stream of funds that is coming in to support wildlife. So hopefully we will continue to have sources of funding from hunting and fishing licenses and excise taxes on things like boat fuel, supporting wildlife. But on top of that, we need another source that really is agnostic of whether the species are sport fish or huntable species. So if you look at species that have historically been hunted, like waterfowl, they're actually doing very well. But then if you look at birds that are not sport birds, grassland birds, and the birds that you think of when you think of somebody going out with binoculars and looking for birds in the park or the forest, those species have not had support. And it really shows up in an enormous decline in bird species overall. If we can get a funding model to support wildlife generally, I think we'll be in a much stronger position.
This bill has 16 Republican co-sponsors. I understand, Senator, you grew up in Missouri, and Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri is a co-sponsor of this bill. How did you get so many other Republicans on board?
One, I would just say wildlife is broadly bipartisan. People really care about their outdoors in their state and the species that they associate with their state. I think, too, there's an understanding that if you can keep species off of the endangered species list and never let them slide that low in their populations, you can actually save agriculture and industry huge amounts of compliance costs. So there are a number of different reasons why different Republican sponsors came to this legislation, but the biggest one is just simply a love of wildlife and a recognition that, you know, they trust their state wildlife agencies to do the right thing.
I was interested to read that this bill also includes nearly $100 million for Native American tribes, but that's far less than the $1.4 billion proposed for states. Shouldn't Native Americans get more?
This was a consensus-driven process, but it was the first time that folks like myself, who represent a number of tribal interests and many tribes in my own state, were able to break through and get tribes on the same level, the same parity in terms of finally getting funding out of a federal program like this. So the tribal wildlife agencies in my state are very excited about the fact that they're finally going to get to demonstrate just how effective they can be on the ground. And my hope is that over time, we can grow that proportion.
So, Senator, when you think of the impact of this bill, is there one species that you think of from your home state in New Mexico that this will impact and that excites you?
You know, I wish we would have had this bill in law 10 or 15 years ago when we started seeing the lesser prairie chicken, which is a native grassland grouse, really start to decline. Because if we'd had those tools, we could have gotten ahead of the curve on that. And now we're seeing lesser prairie chickens listed on the Endangered Species Act. We could have prevented that with stronger tools and more funding. You can tell that same story over and over and over again from different perspectives and different species in states across the country.
Why this bill? What prompted you to sponsor it?
You know, I've always just had a passion for wildlife. When I was a young boy, after school, when other kids were watching television, I was outside catching leopard frogs and bringing snakes home and driving my mother crazy. And I think we need more of that. We need kids engaged again, and we can't afford to lose these species that were really quite common when I was a kid and now are oftentimes not so much.
Senator Martin Heinrich, Democrat from New Mexico, who is sponsoring the Recovering America's Wildlife Act. Senator, thank you very much.
Thank you.